Greetings again, Lenten pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob, and we are back to our middle Sabbath. It's a Wednesday in the fourth full week of Lent. It's day 25 of our Lenten journey. Again, today we return to Brian Zahn's devotional called The Unvarnished Jesus. And our devotion is called Jesus is Condemned by Pilate. The scripture verse for today is Luke 23, verses 13 through 25. You may want to pause the program and read that. It's Luke 23, verses 13 through 25. And let us begin. As the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate, a man infamous in history for his cruelty, as he condemns Jesus to crucifixion, Barabbas is drawn into the sacred drama. Who was Barabbas? To understand the identity of Barabbas is to bring the tragedy of Good Friday into sharp focus. Perhaps sharper than we would like. In understanding Barabbas, films like The Passion of the Christ have done us a disservice. Barabbas was not a deranged serial killer. Why would a crowd ever clamor for the release of a common murderer? If we imagine Barabbas as a homicidal maniac, we will never understand ourselves among the crowd shouting, "Give us Barabbas." But we should. Barabbas wasn't a common criminal. He was a national hero. Barabbas wasn't a serial killer. He was a political prisoner. Barabbas wasn't a murderous bandit. He was a revolutionary leader. Barabbas was a Jewish insurgent who had led an insurrection against the Roman occupation, and who had killed someone during the uprising, probably a Roman soldier or a Jewish collaborator. Barabbas would have been viewed as a popular hero among much of Jerusalem's population, who longed for liberation from foreign occupation by whatever means. Barabbas wasn't the Boston Strangler. Barabbas was more like William Wallace, or George Washington, or Che Guevara. That cast Barabbas in a completely different light. Some ancient New Testament manuscripts give us the revolutionary's full name as Jesus Barabbas. That is, Jesus, Son of the Father. Jesus Barabbas is a rival Messiah. On Good Friday, we are given the choice between two versions of Jesus. Jesus Barabbas or Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth calls us to the way of peace. By loving our enemies and the practice of radical forgiveness. Jesus Barabbas is willing to fight our wars and kill our enemies in the name of freedom. Recently, a well-known megachurch pastor said, "When I'm looking for a leader, I want the meanest, toughest son of a gun I can find." Whether he understands it or not, this evangelical pastor is saying, "Give us Barabbas." For many American Christians, the politics of Jesus are dismissed as impractical. And so they kick the can down the road, saying, "Maybe someday we can turn our swords into plowshares, but now is the time to build more B-2 bombers and stockpile nukes so we can kill all our enemies." The crowd that gathers on Good Friday morning shouting, "Give us Barabbas," is far more plausible and numerous than most of us imagine. If we think that killing our enemies is compatible with Christian ethics, we are, in effect, saying, give us Barabbas. But Lent is the time to rethink everything in the light of Christ. We are not called to scrutinize the Sermon on the Mount through the lens of the Pentagon. We are called to follow Jesus by embodying the kingdom of God here and now, no matter what the rest of the world does. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, forgive us for the times we have unwittingly asked for Barabbas because we were still enchanted by the ways of violence. Lead us in your ways of peace. Amen. What a wonderful devotion for today as we continue to walk through this one-of-a-kind Lenten journey in our lives, detached, disconnected, often alone in solitude, just us and our God. I hope you are feeling the presence of the Spirit in your daily walk, and be sure and look for our Middle Sabbath service later this evening, which should be delivered to you in the same way this one was. Until then, may God bless your day.